And now the company's lament in the setting by Angus Mackay. Somewhat thus. Yam tor vo hi vi o vi yu bro ro hi vi yum vi yam tor yam And that's the ground shown with the timings of the double echo beats and Mackay's usual cut style, where the initial member of the echo beat is shown as a semi-quaver. Many of the older settings, Mackay, as we know, was a standardizer, tended to reduce movements to a single and variable form. And we know from numerous other of the old authentic scores that there were various different ways of doing this, depending on your style or on the surrounding rhythmical context. So it would be perfectly possible to give a time, increased time value to that initial note in the echo beat movement so that it sounded something like and so on into the second line. You have to play it very light, very smartly. Quite the reverse of the normal timing that you hear so often in competitive play. You've really got to work at that movement to get the light amount of crispness and lightness so the finger doesn't fall too heavily on the intervening grace notes. At any rate, we pass to the first variation, singling. First variation, Mackay indicates as the last note in the bar, both a B and a high A. And some of the Victorian setters who were all more or less influenced by Mackay in relation to this tune, which despite its popularity in the 20th century, the implication would be was not very widely played since there's very little textual variety for it. Mackay offers as an alternative there, and this was adopted by some, oh, line three. Oh, then on to the doubling. Now, some editors have amended Mackay here, thinking that on the parallel with the ground and the singling of the first variation, that final, those concluding Fs should be E's. But Mackay says F and adheres to that throughout the remainder of the tune. So it's obviously quite deliberate.
Rumbahil, yavi, yavi, yavi,
Then we get this rather asymmetrical tune, the concluding variations of each of which appears only as a singling. In this case, the dual of Osculture singling, to which we now proceed. Yarando, harambo, harambi, harambi, harambai, harando, harambai, harambi, harando, harambo, harambi, harandi, harambai, harando, harambi, harandai, harambai, harando, harambi, harandi, harandi, Yaharambil, Yaharandi, Yaharandi, Yaharambil, Yaharandi, Yaharambai, 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 Yaharambo, Yaharambai, Yaharambai, and straight into the dual, the don't you singly. Oh, Brumbo, Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, oh, Brumbai, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbo, Brumbai, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbai, 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 Brumbo, Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbi, Brumbai, 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 Brumbi, Brumbi, Brumbai, Brumbo, Brumbai, Brumbai. Then back comes the ground. And all of all, which leads back into the final movement eventually, which is your crow singling off the end of the ground as follows. Again, and oh, yo, hee, yo, ro, ro, and so on. And that's Mackay's setting of the company's lament.